Nath, please get the round of applause ready. Just quickly, producer Grace isn't here, and she usually gives us a sheet on our guests, so I don't have anything. So this is just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So you get the round of applause ready for a Tassie's very own MasterChef contestant, finished fourth.
Six.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
She's on the, what's the app you're on now that people can book you on?
Gather.
Yeah. And then she's also on Jimmy and Ace Gather app.
Yeah.
But that's just to hang out with her and have a couple of beers.
Please welcome Julie Goodwin. No.
Please welcome Sabina the Bean Newton.
Oh, of course, that's her name. Sorry, we don't have a sheet. So.
You would have been, how old were you when Julie was on?
I was like 10. Yeah. I met her and I cried.
Really?
Yeah. Was she your idol? Was she?
Idol, yeah. Yeah, absolute right. Idol. Love her. Yeah.
If she was your idol back then, you're 10 years old, was it always the plan to go on MasterChef?
I think so. It was in the back of the mind the whole time.
Yeah, wow. So were you cooking that young when you
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, okay.
If we wanted nice things in our lunchbox, Mum was like, you've got to make them. We're not buying them. So that kind of is where it all started.
So what kind of things would you make for your lunch?
Oh, like biscuits, brownies, you know, had it all in the lunch.
So I would have been friends with you.
Trying to do trades.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't want another banana.
Sabina, I'll hold your hand in the playground if you make me a brownie.
But you never went on to study cooking, though, did you? Have you finished your degree yet?
Yeah, I finished on Friday, which is really cool.
Oh, congratulations.
Studied commerce at Melbourne Uni.
Wow, yeah, massive round of applause. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, no, but food's always just been a little hobby on the side. But I don't know, maybe one day I'll become a chef. We'll see what happens.
So just at the moment you're on the Gather app, which people can book you for events and parties.
Yeah.
But then you just work. You've got a full-time job.
I do have a full-time job. Yep. I'm an accountant.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
Have you worked with people who like chat to you and then do they click and go, are you the person from MasterChef? Or do people just have no idea?
I don't think people care.
I care. If I were you, I would walk around with a shirt with your face on and saying, hey, I was on MasterChef.
Well, I was at the Crazy Saturday, last Saturday in a Loca on Friday night, and Sabina was walking around telling, but she goes, hey, I know Jimmy's here, but if you want to get a photo with the MasterChef, she
got on the tools back in the kitchen.
I absolutely did not do that.
Yeah, she did. She did. That's a joke.
He was probably walking around going, hey, I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, it was. I crashed someone's 21st. And you think I was like, it's Jimmy and Nath, guys. Where's Nath? I was like, hey, somewhere. Sabina, I want to get you in because last night, it was the final of Celebrity MasterChef. Tassie's very own Nikki Riewoldt taking it out.
Yeah, Nikki Riewoldt. Yeah, took the what is it called? The trophy.
The big
put it above his head.
Yeah,
super exciting. We actually went to the same primary school.
Oh wow!
So me and Nick Riewoldt, we actually went to Princess Street Primary School.
I wonder what he made himself for lunches.
I don't know, but they churned out the MasterChefs that
school. Yeah, that school. Yeah,
yeah. Wow. When you saw him that he was part of Celebrity MasterChef, did you know anything about his cooking ability or if he could put some stuff together?
I didn't know. I don't know much about him. I'm not really that big of a footy fan either. Mm. But I knew that he had a shack up at Orford and I knew that, you know, being Tassie was going to be part of his whole, like, story on the show.
Yeah.
So I was keen to see how that came about on the show. But, he put up some pretty epic dishes.
What was your favourite dish that he put up, do you reckon?
He did this really, like, cute one. It was, like, these shortbread and it was, like, these little egg dippers. I don't even know how to explain it. It was, like, eggs and he had like lemon curd and meringue and then it was just like, I don't even know how he came up with that.
He's good. What about, is there anyone else on there that surprised you when you were watching it that was like, oh wow, they can really, really cook?
I think Matilda Ramsey, I think that, you know, she's this obviously the daughter of Gordon, but I think she would have had a bit of pressure on her, but she absolutely killed it and was only 19. So.
I didn't watch a lot of it. When I did, I'll be honest, when I saw her get announced, I knew nothing about her. I just was like, oh God, they put Gordon Ramsay's daughter in.
Yeah.
Not only can she cook, she's so, like, she's funny, she's a big
she's
personality.
Good talent, isn't she? Yeah, she's great.
She's super funny, yeah, she seems hilarious. I'd like to be friends with her.
Well, we know Nick's
putting it out there. Yeah. Reply to the DMs, Till, if you're listening.
Here's the thing, so Nick no longer playing footy, obviously. You down here in Tassie looking to potentially move into the chef game. What do we think about a Nick Riewoldt, Sabina Newton restaurant?
Yeah, well, we can make it work. I might shoot him a message and see.
Shoot him a message.
Slightly hasn't replied to the DM, so.
Yeah.
Nick funds it.
You don't have to fund it, mate. You're the face. You're the face.
No one cares about Nick Riewoldt.
No, he's done.
He won.
He's got a bit of cash in the bank. He can buy the restaurant and then you do everything else. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah,
I'm down.
There you go.
Who would you love to see on Celebrity MasterChef, like, in the next season?
You boys.
Oh, mate.
With your compound butter.
I burned toast. Have I told you about the compound butter?
I have heard about the compound butter.
No, last time we had Samina on, you need to apologise because...
I'm not apologising, mate. I'm teaching her things.
Because your girlfriend Meg was like, no, this is true. We're in the car and Meg turns around and we're going to, I think, cafe or something for breakfast. And she goes, Jimmy, Nate's banged on about his one steak that he cooked for 7 minutes. This poor girl's come in for an interview and Nate's just talking about his cooking.
So it's a tomahawk steak.
All right. You ever made one of those?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to remember how to do it, so let me go now.
Jimmy and Nate, Hobart's Hit 100.9.